Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Certain shooters like that, like all-time greats, they'll figure it out. Like, I remember Kobe had to play with the splint on his non-shooting hand before. Like, they figure it out. They're going to be fine at the end of the day. It's the guys that don't have the greatest shots, like Festus Lucci. He's like, for a guy like me, that I would have probably struggled. But for Steph, you know, when Anthony Slater joined us, our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider yesterday, he said, yeah, he expects him to play. He'll probably be fine. I didn't sweat it after that. Yeah. When a guy like Anthony says he'll be fine, he'll probably be fine.
Yeah. Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. I know he's always fine with the Warriors. Oscar, what's happening, man? Good morning to you.
What's up, O?
Hey, good morning to you guys, man. That's what I like about 95.7 The Game. You guys, you know, you talk the realness when it's there, and if you mess up, you come back and apologize. But not you guys, man. I like about that, you guys, you wake my morning up, you know, with good analysis, man. So I'll give y'all that props. Another thing, like I was saying, the way we pass the basketball is the way we have to play. And I know Kerr emphasized that at the practice. And Stephen Curry, when you talked at the last game, they have to start running the offense, and they did that last night. And the floodgates opened up. You know, once Steph started hitting and started playing with joy, the first shot, he said he did it on purpose. And that got everybody going. That got him going. I haven't seen Curry play like that with the joy. And, you know, everybody keep on talking about Jonathan Kuminga, Bonte, like you say. You get a young man 30 minutes a game, and you see what's happening. We have to continue to let him play and let Moses Moody play. Moses Moody's shot looked good. You know, it looked good, and that opened the offense up. Yeah. And not only that, Schroeder, you got to get him at least play 10 games. You see what happened last night. Schroeder is starting to get into the offense, and he played his butt off yesterday. You know, the whole team, man. So, I mean, we got a good organization, a good coaching staff. I know everybody wants to panic. Like I said yesterday, we're 16-16. The season not over with. If we do make a move, good. We need a big man. But if we don't make a move, this team is going to improve, man. Like Steph said, they was 12-3 for a reason.
Right.
A bad team doesn't start off 12-3. They'll get it back, man. We are shooters, and last night it opened the floodgates. And right from this point on, guarantee you the Warriors will get their stride back.
Ooh,
you guys have
it.
A nice day, man.
I love the optimism, Oscar. Very, very good points there. Well said, Oscar. And Moses Moody, that's three straight games in which he scored a double figures. Three straight games in which Moses Moody has scored in double figures. And he looks confident, and he's just playing out there without thinking. So that's a good development here. If Buddy Hield's going to struggle, Moses Moody could pick up the slack. Moses Moody went 4-5 from the three-point line last night. Dennis Schroeder, as Oscar pointed out, his point-of-attack defense on Tyrese Maxey and whoever he was guarding was effective last night. That was Schroeder's trying to find his rhythm. We'll get some sound on Dennis Schroeder because he spoke after the game about, you know, hey, I'm trying to get down to split action, the patented play that the Warriors run, the split action where you get the ball to the post, guy split screen, and boom. Next thing you know, a guy flares off that screen, and he's hitting a three or whatnot, or he's diving to the rim. Dennis Schroeder is starting to let's see if he can figure this thing out, because I do like him. I like his demeanor, but he's just never played the style. So give him some time. I hear it, but time is running out for the Warriors because the deadline is coming up February 6th, so you got to figure this thing out over the next couple of weeks.
If my math is correct, I think I counted 17 games up until the trade deadline they have. 17 games remaining until February 6th, right? They play the Lakers that night, but it's earlier in the day, obviously. 12 o'clock Pacific time is when the deadline is. So, yeah, 17 games to prove if you're going to be a team to believe in or not to believe in. As we go, we believe with the Golden State Warriors. And to your point about Dennis Schroeder, why I like the acquisition is, you know, I think he's just going to be I thought he was going to be a good fit, and that remains to be seen a little bit here. Definitely his best game as a Warrior, I believe, last night in that win. But I just like how he plays on the court. Like, he plays like with this flair that is just fun to watch. He's got some swag on the court, and he just brings something that's unique to this team. And he's not the biggest guy. He's got a longer wingspan, but he's sick, like, listen, 6'1".
Yep.
He's a scrappy player. He does the little things sometimes, but he also does some things that make you pull your hair out. But I like that they have a player that kind of lives on that edge, right?
Yep.
Like, Draymond lives on the edge in a different way, but Schroeder does some boneheaded things, but he'll dive on the floor. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get everything you've got when it comes to Dennis Schroeder. Not like what I saw Joel Embiid yesterday at times. I know what I'm getting from Dennis Schroeder at the end of the day, so I don't crush him as hard as, you know, some other players where I'm expecting more out of. This is a guy that's coming to a situation. It's his what, 18 in 8 years, something like that? Or 8 seasons, 8 different teams, something ridiculous like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's played in so many different variants and styles, and that's got to take a toll on a guy. So just joining a team with 2 future Hall of Famers, not one, but with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green, that demand a lot out of you. Hell, we've seen Draymond get on the likes of Buddy Hield, who's been a longtime NBA veteran. He's not afraid to do that. So hopefully this is a sign of Dennis Schroeder and things to come for him to play well now going forward.
Well, here's what he said last night about adjusting to playing with this new team and Steph and Draymond. Here's Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, you know, the last couple of years, what they've been doing has been working, and it's great. And for me, it's I played with a lot of people in my career, and I always can adjust. And whatever they ask me, you know, to do, I'm always ready for it. But it's gonna take a little bit of time.
Here's more on that.
The last 10 days, 12 days, been tough, but luckily we won the game today. Played very well, shared the ball, played with force, and we stayed aggressive. And the most important, we had fun, and we just got to get back to that. And, of course, I have to adjust to the team, and, it's getting there.
You know, he said the word fun right there and playing with joy. And I do think we kind of get bogged down in the X's and O's a lot. And sometimes it's as simple as, listen, when you're winning, it's fun. And when the shots are going in, it's just fun. And when you're playing free and you don't have this, you know, and you go back to the rotation and you know what your role is on a given night, that makes that a lot easier. And a guy that exudes so much fun on the court is what I was just kind of getting at. Is Dennis Schroeder when everything's going well.
Yeah.
And no, it hasn't been going well as of late, and he's been, you know, struggling to fit in here. But you saw what it could be last night. And again, we're not – it's the Sixers, too. There's part of that.
That's a good, they got talent on that team, though. It's an NBA team that's trying to find its way.
But I don't want
– Listen, I've said this all season. You can't control what the other team does.
No,
you control how you play.
Correct.
Control what you control.
Correct.
And right last night, the Warriors played the right way.
It is. It's a step, but they need to show us. And,
oh, of
for
course,
trust,
consistency. Yes, you're a 500 team. You're a 500 team. There's no
That's
doubt. You got to stack
what I was
wins.
At. But it was a good step in the right direction.
Nobody,
and playing with joy. And you just saw it from top to bottom. And the entire team, no one had a frown on their face yesterday.
Nah, nobody's going to pop champagne and say that, hey, man, they've arrived. They're back. No, you got to stack these wins. And this weekend is huge. It's huge against Memphis to Sacramento. Can you win these two games? Can you win these two games and then get ready for the Miami Heat to end a homestand with 4 straight victories? That is the key here for the Golden State Warriors. And then if they could get to 20-16, 19-17, or whatever it is, all of a sudden you go on the road to Detroit and Indiana for a back-to-back next weekend, and it's not going to be easy on that back-to-back. They got some players in both Detroit and Indiana.
Detroit's not the worst team in the league like they've been for a while. No, they got talent.
They ran the Warriors a couple years ago. Yeah. They got speed, man. Sadiq they got athleticism. Yeah, Sadiq Bey.
Forever Warrior, Sadiq Bey.
Forever Warrior. Here's Draymond Green when he was asked about Dennis Schroeder.
He brings a different mentality, a different aggressiveness, and yet what we've needed, you know. I think the last piece is his offense. We need that also. And, you know, he's starting to get more aggressive, which we like. You know, it takes some time to come in and middle of the season and try to find your way, especially on a team that's struggling, you know. And I think he's starting to do that. He's starting to figure out where to find his shots. Like I said, he's being more aggressive. But also what he brings to us on the defensive end is huge. With the way he gets into the ball for the opposing team, best ball handler, it changes a lot of things for us. So he's starting to come along, and it's great because we need him to be really good for us to be good.
That's Draymond Green on Dennis Schroeder, and he's not lying there. So nice night for Dennis Schroeder as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Sam Gordon, San Francisco Chronicle, a main man. We can talk some boxing with him, too. He's a big boxing
fan. Oh,
yeah,
Deontay Wilder retiring.
Yeah, he did. Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
He needed to.
Yeah.
He needed to. It was done.
Smart to do that now, like because you see some guys that don't know when to hang it up, and it could be, unfortunately, fatal going forward. So
he was cooked.
Yeah.
So good for him for retiring. But we had a great heavyweight fight with Fury and Usyk. And Usyk,
he's
put hands on him. He's the guy right now.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Sam Gordon about the Warriors. He covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. And we'll talk to Katie Carraway.
Oh, KC.
ESPN 1320.
How are they feeling about their Kangs right now?
We're going to find out.
Him and Damian not very happy about that firing from Mike Brown.
And he's a big Niner fan.
He is.
Big Niner fan. So we'll get his thoughts on the Niners moving forward as they do have a game against Arizona. Yes, they do have a game. It may be meaningless, but they have a game.
It's not meaningless to a couple people. I would like to see George Kittle, finish with the most yards for any tight end this year. That would be big for him. I think he's playing for a first-team All-Pro mm-hmm. position, so he's playing mm-hmm. for something. And some of these backups are also playing for something as well. I mean, there's going to be auditions. You're auditioning for the rest of the league and any given Sunday, Bonte. So
Ricky Pearsall.
Hey, Josh Dobbs is looking for a backup job somewhere else probably.
Possibly.
I don't think he's going to be there next year for the 49ers, so he's going to have an opportunity.
No doubt.
And hey, Kyler Murray going to play in this game? Because I want to see some more from Kyler Murray, who also might be playing for his job going forward in Arizona.
Arizona, what a fade they had.
Right.
They had that game against the Rams, 13-9.
Bonte, I knew they were done when I started hearing rumblings and conversations on ESPN of topics on their screen for GetUp saying, should Kyler Murray be in the MVP conversation? I was like, oh, they're cooked. As soon as that popped up, I was there's no chance they're living up to that.
Stop.
And then
Kyler's playing well.
Yeah, and then he wasn't.
But no, I tell you one guy who is playing well, though, Trayce Jackson-Davis.
He is.
His last seven games for the Warriors. Wow.
Box score wasn't sexy for him yesterday, but again, you have to watch
activity.
The game. Yes.
The activity was great last night, so we'll talk more Warriors. 888-957-9570. Are you coming around on this team? What'd you make of last night? And then we can get to the 49ers also. Oh, we'll get to the Jimmy Butler sound. Because I'm asking Warrior fans. A lot of Warrior fans want Jimmy Butler, from what I hear. We'll play some sound from Jimmy Butler from last night. And I'll read you his game logs from the last two nights. Plus, we'll get into what J.J. Redick said about the NBA and what Charles Barkley had to say about J.J. Redick. All that coming up on the Morning Roast here on a Friday, a payday Friday. Bank account looked good this morning. Oh, we're all happy, right, Steven Rizzuto? My favorite. That's my new favorite, man. Steven Rizzuto's. I was a Carter guy. I might be a Rizzuto guy now.
Just wait for what? Just wait.
Well, I don't turn my back on guys. Carter's still my guy.
But
you know what? Rizzuto's catapulted.
Ominous.
There's stock rising and falling, is what you're saying all the time.
Well, Rizzuto's is just rising. Carter's stock is still there.
Much like your happiness with Brock Purdy, you're happy with Steve Eunice.
Oh, I'm happy
right
with Brock Purdy. He's not like you morons out here who watch Sam Darnold all of a sudden.
Well, you're not idiots. Getting Sam Darnold.
Don't lump me in with that.
Sam Darnold's staying in Minnesota. Yep. We'll get to it on the other side.
I would say Lubman's stock is. Lubman had a great performance at the Doobies. My guy was unbelievable.
He did. He looked good. The shirt, the tuxedo shirt, was hilarious.
He was working the room. He made people walk the red car. Like, Lubman was, it was next level.
He should be working for E! Entertainment at this point, right? Being the actual Oscars, right? Maybe.
I should make a little more money. Bring might not be a bad idea.
TV? Lubman?
Hey, TV Lubman. Hey, just stay away from the gatehouse, the Chase Center. More coming up, brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
He's an Italian.
Cross court, Wiggins was cut off in his cut, though. Maxey the steal. It's a breakaway and a foot race, and he misses another layup. Wiggins gets it to Curry. Over to Draymond. Draymond goes inside to Curry. Tight ropes the baseline. One hand, it's up and good. Chaos, I'm telling you, it's chaos.
Dub Nation is Buddy Hill. Listen to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those breaks, Bonte.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Tim Roy on the call. Warriors roll last night. Wire-to-wire win. Never trailed whatsoever. Beat the Sixers. 139 and 105 to feel good about themselves to start the new year.
Beat them like a drum.
They gone through 22 straight games where they didn't shoot 50%. They were struggling.
Floodgates opened.
Dude, they had some of the worst numbers in the month of December in the NBA. They were in the low 20s in field goal percentage, three-point percentage, turnover. It was bad.
I mean, we laugh at the whole thing, like new year, new me kind of thing. Well, for the Warriors, you're hoping for just a new month, new me, right? Because the month of December, and you talked about it, Monta, you and Chasky, ad nauseum. Hey, we'll find out who this Warriors team come December is. And right now, they're a mixed bag because they are that team still that was 12-3. You are what your record says you are, as Steve Kerr quoted Bill Parcells, who famously said that, right?
Right.
So they're an average team right now. But you are a sum of your parts. And for as much as they are that team in December that struggled, they can be that team that started off the season hot as well. It just, you know, it takes a Buddy Hield getting back into his rhythm, right? It takes Jonathan Kuminga continuing to do what he's been doing. It takes guys stepping up all around him. And yesterday, everyone stepped up, and it was a total team win.
888-957-9570. Shameless shout outs coming up at 7:45. First shout outs of the new year. If you want to shout out anybody from the new year, your cat, your dog, your liquor store, what shameless shout outs is all about is shouting out your family, shouting out your loved ones, shouting out your job, shouting out your coworkers, shouting out your kids, shouting out their teams, whatever you want to do. Shameless shout outs, 7:45. Line them up, 888-957-9570. As we begin a new year, maybe you want to shout out your New Year's resolution. I don't really care what you shout out, but we are doing it at 7:45.
Okay.
We're doing it at 7:45.
I'm excited.
I want to do a couple things here before we get back to the Warriors. Jimmy Butler.
You want to shout out Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, shout out Jimmy Butler for giving us content.
Thank you.
Jimmy Butler has been rumored with the Warriors now all season long. Obviously, he has a player option where he can opt in or opt out, and it's for $52 million. And word on the street is he's going to opt out to try to get a new contract. And he's starting to bounce around the NBA as well. Minnesota, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami. And he's had some good runs with Miami, leading him to a couple NBA finals. He's played well in the postseason. He really has. Two-way guard. Tough player. Multiple all-star, but he's kind of worn out his welcome in multiple stops. So right now in Miami, it's not ending well. And then the last two games, Bedoni, Jimmy Butler. Last night he goes 3-for-6, 27 minutes, 9 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. He took 6 shots. The night before that against New Orleans, at home, he took 5 shots, scored 9 points, grabbed 4 rebounds. And, of course, he was featured in that Netflix series with the basketball player, LeBron James.
Starting five.
Domantas Sabonis, Jimmy Butler. Who was the other guy?
So there was Sabonis, there was Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, LeBron, and Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. So he has a great personality. We know that.
He was the star of that show. It was him and Anthony Edwards, I would say. Actually, LeBron James, low-key, too, just because you saw all the therapy he does, which is insane. Demonis Bonus was the biggest snoozer. His wife was more interesting than him on that show, but we won't get into that.
We won't get into that at all.
Maybe with Casey.
But Jimmy, it's been rumored that he's at odds with the Miami Heat. Remember Pat Riley, right after the season, Jimmy Butler, because I don't know if he's trolling, I don't know if he's being funny, but you're not playing the Knicks right now. You lost. You should probably shut your mouth. And so now Jimmy Butler's kind of taking subtle shots at Pat Riley and the Heat organization. He's got into it with multiple Heat guys in the past, Udonis Haslem, Eric Spoelstra. And then last night, we had this doozy from Jimmy Butler. Take a listen, Roasters.
What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon. But I want to get my joy back. I'm happy here off the court, but I want to be back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop, and I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Wow.
Said, I'm happy here off the court. He's not happy on the court. So, Warrior fans, I ask you, do you want to trade for Jimmy Butler after hearing that? He's indicated multiple times that he wants out of Miami. What did you make of that soundbite from Jimmy Butler?
What's the price point? That's what I would ask first and foremost, because as we know that
I wouldn't even.
I know.
Sorry,
I'm
not even going to consider trading for this guy.
I understand. I'm doing the exercise, you will. So if the price point is, you know, Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga, I'm out. I'm out. Actually, if anything, with Andrew Wiggins, to be honest, I'm out on. If it's a lot of first-round picks and some of the young guys, now the salaries are going to have to match. So, you know, a Wiggins or a Draymond would have to be a part of that, or a lot involved. And I don't think I'm just trading the farm for Jimmy Butler at this point. Yeah. I'm just not. So salaries are going to have to match. It would be a three-team deal. Regardless of all that, the player himself at this point in his career, being 35 years old, is this version of Jimmy Butler, who has been battling injuries all season long, is this going to take you over the top in the Western Conference? No chance. I'm sorry. It's just not. What you're going to have to give up, whether it's a combination of Wiggins, Kuminga, a Draymond, just any combination of these guys, Pajemski, it's not going to make that much of a difference to me. If this was an Eastern Conference team that felt like they're a Jimmy Butler away and they have a plethora of talent to shed, sure. But also, do I want that in my locker room? That's another thing. And this is a guy that's played for a lot of teams, Bonte. And when you play for a lot of teams and you're, you know, and you've gone to the finals a couple times, granted, I'll give you that. But you've worn out your welcome in every single place you've been to. Every single place you've gone to, you have worn out your welcome. That tells me a lot about a player. A great player, a Hall of Fame player, but a player that has flaws. And at this point in his career, am I willing to jeopardize my entire future for this player who could just bounce? Given what he's saying here, do I trust him to re-sign my team first and foremost? I don't know. I if I'm the Warriors and I feel like I'm going to have him for a couple seasons, but he has a player option, maybe he opts out of it and says, actually, this isn't a fit. And then you just mortgage your entire future for what? A couple months and you maybe win a series in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's no for me, dog. Now, it's interesting. DraftKings Sportsbook, Bonte, they have this thing up right now. Next regular season minute played after the trade deadline for which NBA team? This is Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. So they have odds for this. So next regular season minute played. So who's he going to be playing with post-trade deadline? The Heat are the favorite still, minus 300, that he's going to remain with the Miami Heat.
And Pat Riley mentioned this on Christmas, right? Yep. That we are not trading Jimmy Butler.
Correct. So, and Jimmy wants to play the game, right? And obviously there was that big thing on Christmas morning. Everyone woke up to Jimmy Butler wants to, it was Shams Charania and Shams and Jimmy's team going back and forth, back and forth.
Shams is right.
Shams is right. Of course he was right. But the Heat are the favorites, and then the next favorite, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, the Golden State Warriors, plus 500 for the next regular season minute played after the trade deadline for Jimmy Butler. So the Warriors, I mean, listen, they love to be in these conversations because they got their name out there. They're big fish hunting. And Shams has been on that. He's been saying, hey, from what I'm hearing.
No secret. No secret. The Warriors are, they tried all offseason to do something.
And then the Rockets are right behind them. Now, I think like a team like the Rockets may be more in line to make take a chance like that. Now, what are they giving up? Is it a Şengün? Is it something like that?
You're not going to do that. You're not going to trade a young Şengün for Jimmy Butler.
Well, no.
And then you already have Dylan Brooks. You have Jalen Green. Well, you have Jabari
Smith Jr. Or Fred VanVleet. Some combination.
I don't think Houston wants to disrupt that
Houston
young locker
native,
room.
Correct?
Yeah, but which is why he didn't really, when he was looking for a new team.
I know there's a Houston lot of was baggage, rumored,
he didn't really want to go back to Houston.
There's a lot of,
So I don't know if Houston would be on that table, but the ironic thing is the Miami Heat coming to town January 7th. That's on Tuesday, folks.
Mm.
Next Tuesday, the Heat are coming to town. And I wonder how many conversations Mike Dunleavy will have with the Heat brass as they come to town. Will that conversation be? But Warrior fans already, I'm looking at the Comcast business text line. Conflicting texts. 925. Jimmy is a cancer and he is showing it. 408. Our boy Oreo Cookie. There's only two players I wouldn't trade for Jimmy. Jimmy is a closer. That's what the Dubs need. I take Jimmy buckets over Day-Day. No. Would have liked to see Drummond last night, but I didn't notice he and Draymond took some extended post game to chop it up. I'm never high on Jimmy Butler either. I know I'm like sitting here and I'm not high on a lot of trades here because I don't think a lot of trades are going to get them over the top. But now you're bringing in a guy like Jimmy Butler, and what does that do? There's another guy, read and react. Can he play in this type of system? We're asking for all the movement. He's 35 years old. He's had multiple injuries. Could he play in this pace? Could he play in this system? In the playoffs, again, you're going to hold the ball a little bit more in the game because of a half-court game where Jimmy excels. But Warrior fans, you have to ask yourself, would you really want to make a trade? Like, it's probably going to cost you Jonathan Kuminga.
Yes.
From what I've seen from Kuminga, hell, last season, And since the start of December, why would I want to trade Jonathan Kuminga for Jimmy Butler? I got a 22-year-old who is ascending, who is averaging damn near the same, you know, everything. And I get it. They're different game, different players right now. But I would rather bet on the prospect of J.K. becoming a Jimmy Butler-like, becoming a star, than I would to trade J.K. for Jimmy Butler at the age of 35, knowing he has a player option that he can opt out of. I'm good off that. I'm sorry, Warrior fans. I'm not on the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes.
Well, I just picture Jimmy Butler, like, you picture all of his playoff moments, right? It's him with the ball in his hands, winding down the shot clock right at the end of every game in the playoffs. Like, that's not the Golden State Warriors offense. Like, as much as Schroeder is struggling right now to adapt into this system, you don't think Jimmy Butler is going to have his struggles? And Schroeder, to his credit, he's been very introspective. He's been very forthright in saying it with his struggles. And, you know, this is a process. Like, right, if they're struggling early on in the Jimmy Butler era, you don't think Jimmy's going to be upset and chirping at the media and saying something? He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just not getting the ball in my hands. And so, like you don't want any part of that, especially if you still have all these young players that you want to develop. Like, there is something to the Warriors culture right now, and I get it. A lot of Warriors fans are going to be like, scoff at it and be cynical and say, oh, yeah, well, Steve Kerr and, you know, this Warriors culture, yeah, what does that mean? He hasn't really developed anyone. No, he has when it comes to trades. I look at a guy like Andrew Wiggins night and day since going to the Golden State Warriors, and he's had his struggles, no doubt. I think a lot of that was mental. A lot of that was off the court.
Personal, yeah.
Dealing with the loss of his father and his sickness, obviously. And I think we're seeing a different Andrew out of this. But we saw the difference early on in Andrew Wiggins. First and foremost, him and Ron Adams getting together in the defensive effort. Just night and day from what you saw in Minnesota. Yep. And him becoming one of the best two-way players during that run, in that championship run in the NBA. And then you saw the willingness offensively. Like, I don't know when I have my questions with Jimmy Butler in a short amount of time to what the Warriors are going to would want to do if you made that trade to just to turn this into a championship type of team. I don't see it, Bob.
No, I don't. He wanted the extension before the season. Pat Riley said, I'm not extending you.
No.
You're playing this out. And so him's talking about, I want to see me get my joy back to playing basketball. Well, that's on you. That's a personal problem. You know, Bam Adebayo looks like he's having fun. Tyler Hero's balling. He's playing well. He's having fun.
When he gets Amen
Thompson.
Yeah, he threw him to the crowd.
Yeah, he slammed him. So the whole Jimmy Buckets thing, I'm good off that. And right now, Miami, they're sixth place in the Eastern Conference. They're 17-15. They're out of the box, you know. So, despite all this trouble and trauma and the turbulence with Jimmy Butler, they're still in a position to be in the top six and be in and qualify for a playoff series in a best of seven series. So, I just look, if it costs me J.K. or Wiggins, I'm keeping those guys instead of trading them for Jimmy Butler. I'm just not doing it.
I know you're against this, what I'm about to bring up too, but I just want to have the conversation anyways, because I'm sure there are people there, and I would love to hear from you at 888-957-9570. Oreo Cookie said Day-Day. You know, Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, the salary there, and then you could add maybe like a Pajemski, you know, I don't know, Kevon or a Moses Moody, something like that, some sort of package there. Like, is that doing anything for you? If you keep Andrew...
I'm not trading Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. Not this system.
But if you keep Jonathan Kuminga and you keep Andrew Wiggins and you add a Jimmy Butler with a Stephen Curry, like
I'm not trading Draymond Green.
Okay.
I'm not trading Draymond Green.
Who do you think's a better player at this stage of their career? Draymond Green or Jimmy Butler?
Draymond Green's value to the Golden State Warriors is infinitely better than freaking Jimmy Butler. It's not even close. Draymond's moving that basketball. He's pushing that rock.
You don't think that...
He's champion to change,
man. You don't think what you're getting offensively compared to Draymond Green with Jimmy Butler... I know you're going to sacrifice some on the defensive end, what you're getting there. Jimmy's no slouch defensively. He's a little older. But you don't think that you're getting an infinitely more better scorer in Jimmy Butler than Draymond Green?
I don't need Draymond to score on this team. That's what I have Andrew Wiggins, Steph Curry, Jonathan Kuminga, and Dennis Schroeder for. If Draymond's giving me 10, sure, I'm good with that. Points is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for quality shots. And I'm not sure Jimmy's going to create quality shots in this building. And then you're going to trade a four-time. You imagine that. You trade a four-time champion? A guy who rocks with Steph. Like, Steph Curry would not approve that trade.
Think about it.
Think about the locker room dynamic.
You're trading
Draymond Green, a four-time champ, for a guy you may have for 4 months and may walk on you? I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm good. No. I wouldn't do that.
I'm trading a guy in Draymond Green that is devaluing in front of our eyes, and I'm trying to maximize this Stephen Curry window. That's how I sell it.
Draymond's actually had a good year.
He's had a great year, and they're 500.
Jimmy Butler can't even stay on the floor.
Well, okay, but it's a risk.
Let's do this exercise.
I'm with you, Bonte, but there's people that think that they're... Like,
I would love to hear from people who want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. That sounds asinine. Jimmy Butler, the last 4 years with the Miami Heat, he's played... This year, he's only played 22 games. Year before that, he played 60. Year before that, he played 64. Year before that, he played 57, 52, 58, 55, 10, 59. This guy wasn't even hitting 60. He wouldn't even hit the 60s, Spadoni.
Well, what did Draymond Green do last year?
We got suspended.
Let's not act like Draymond's a saint, too, if we're comparing Jimmy Butler. I'm not saying that. I get he's built the equity. I'm saying there's going to be some people, and there's going to be some hard feelings.
I would love to hear from people who want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler.
You're overvaluing, I think, the blowback that there would be in the Bay Area.
Oh, no, I think you're undervaluing that. You're talking about a four-time champion.
Great.
You're talking about a defensive player of the year. Awesome. You're talking about a guy who was running the Warriors' way. Come on, man. Let's stop this. We're not trading Draymond Green for Jimmy freaking Butler. Are you crazy?
I'm trading a Hall of Famer for a Hall of Famer.
Butler's a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Oh,
he will go into the Hall of Fame. By the way, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Everyone gets in, first and foremost. So, yes, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 10 minutes. Shameless shout-outs.
He took a team to the finals twice as the best
shameless
player.
Shameless shout-outs. That's great. Did he win those finals?
Is that his fault?
Did he win those finals?
Okay, are we doing the LeBron argument?
We're not going to do those finals.
Are you really discrediting Jimmy Butler?
You're trading Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler's been the best team on a championship
run. Are you improving your roster? With Jimmy Butler, you're not winning more games in the Western Conference than Jimmy Butler.
If I get to keep Kuminga and I get to keep Andrew Wiggins and it's just going to cost me Draymond and some young guys, Pajemski and Moody maybe, and some picks.
All right,
I could be sold on that.
Now let's get crazy here. Let's get crazy. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. I think we found somebody who would trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler, which is crazy. Mike, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, Bonte?
What's up?
I'm definitely trading Draymond Green head up for Jimmy Butler.
Wow.
Absolutely. And throwing in one of the young guys. To me, as a Warrior fan, we've held on to Draymond Green entirely too long. We should have traded him that year after that championship. He couldn't even get on the court, really, in that championship to game four. So it's not like he's the player that he used to be.
Mike, I recognize your voice. I recognize your voice, Mike.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you call the show today after Draymond Green clapped at me on TV?
I may have, but I didn't have time to stay on. You guys had me on hold for too long.
No, I think you called, and I think you may have called me one of the biggest haters out there. And now you want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. It could be somebody else.
No.
Maybe it's not you. But I recognize your voice, Mike.
No.
I got a great recall, man.
I've been the voice for trading Draymond Green for a few years now. Right. You can ask anybody that knows me.
But why now, though, when he's playing some really good basketball for the Warriors this season?
Because he's holding Jonathan Kuminga back.
How is he holding
Draymond
Kuminga
Green
back?
Draymond Green is playing some good ball, but I think we need to move him to make room for Jonathan Kuminga.
JK's playing 30 minutes now. He's playing well. He's getting his minutes.
Bonte, he's our second best player.
Jonathan Kuminga's coming off the bench right now. Jonathan Kuminga's our second best player. All right, that's fair.
Wiggins is our third best player. We got our second best player coming off the bench. That's a problem. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga and I'm his agent, why would I re-sign with the Warriors? You guys are devaluing me by having me come off the bench behind a guy who I'm clearly better than now. No, I can't play the defense that Draymond Green can play. But just as a basketball player, I'm a much better player than Draymond Green is right now.
All right. That's just period. That's fair. That's your opinion. That's fair. I don't agree with it.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. You're talking about Jimmy Butler being a cancer. To me, Draymond Green is a cancer. Mm. if you look at his attitude during the game, the way he complains to referees, the way he yells at Steve Kerr, if I'm a young player looking at that, why would I turn around and listen to Steve Kerr, to what he has to say, after the way I watched Draymond Green
talk? So, Mike, have you watched Jimmy Butler in Miami? Go after Eric Spoelstra? Go after Udonis Haslem?
Absolutely.
Go after Pat Riley?
Absolutely.
Go after youngsters?
Yes.
Yell at referees? You want to bring that guy to the locker room?
We already have a guy like that.
Well, then why would you want to trade a guy like that
We had a guy that you have to
hold on, Mike, to your point, though, you want to get rid of that. Why would you want to trade for that? If that's the, because that now it's not making sense to me. You want to trade Draymond for Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler does the same stuff.
But Jimmy Butler's a better player.
Jimmy
than Draymond.
Butler's thrown the organization.
Jimmy Butler's a better player, Bonte.
He's okay.
I'm not saying that we need a little edge on the team.
But hold on. Being a better player doesn't mean you're a better fit for the team. You have to fit into the team.
It doesn't.
It does. Yeah, Jimmy Butler don't fit. Jimmy Butler, I'm sorry.
I think he fits.
Jimmy Butler has worn out his welcome in every stop. Every stop he's been, he's worn out his welcome. And you want to trade Draymond for that guy?
Bonte, the only reason why Draymond Green is still here is because of Steph Curry. Mm. On any other team, he would have been gone.
And you think Steph wants to trade him for Jimmy Butler?
I don't think Steph wants to do that. But I think it's time for us to do what's best for us and not necessarily
so
what's
Jimmy
best
Butler
for Steph.
So Jimmy Butler's the answer here, is what you're telling me.
He's I think Jimmy Butler would fit us better right now.
And where's Jimmy Butler taking his
Green.
And where's Jimmy Butler taking his team?
Well, he's taking us to the second round of the playoffs. With Draymond Green last year, we didn't even make the playoffs. You know why? Because he can't handle himself to stay on the court.
Well, I think he's done
he's
a better job.
He's a ticking
job.
Time bomb.
Well, I think he's done
thanks,
a better
Mike.
Job. Thanks, Mike, for the call. I think he's done a better job of doing that this season. Let's go to Filmo, Mike. Filmo, what's happening?
I wasn't mad at it.
No, that's fine. I want to hear from people. What's up, Filmo?
Man, they out here. What's up, baby? You out here preaching, man. For real, for real. Call you Bonte, Martin Luther Bonte. Anyway. On some real talk, I don't know why people smoking they puffing a magic dragon this morning, man. You feel me? For real, because you can't, I mean, you on so many levels, you talking about trading Draymond Green. Steiny was on here yesterday talking about trading Steph Curry.
I heard that.
No, he was not.
Yeah, I heard that. They had the conversation.
He was, wasn't he? Exactly.
Man,
Steiny, new year, new Steiny. He's smoking weed now. He's smoking
really
crack or something. I don't know what the hell's going on. But Jimmy Butler for Draymond is not even a question. Like you said, you said it's a fit. Draymond is a connector piece. He's not the greatest of players. He's a connection piece, and that's why we need him.
I'm with you. And not only that, Filmo, thanks for the call.
Filmo.
What is Steiny talking about? Draymond Green makes $24 million this year. What's Jimmy Butler making? 47?
Yeah, you have to add some pieces to that.
So you're going to have to add, say hypothetically, you want to trade Draymond Green for Jimmy Butler. Let me put my name on it. I, Bonte Hill, do not want to do that. Okay, somebody clips me out here because I know how y'all get down. You're going to have to staple in Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green, possibly, for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You do that? No. Wiggins and Draymond for Jimmy Butler?
So
hell no. And if you would do that, you come on.
You're basically getting rid of all your depth to bring in Jimmy Butler.
All your depth. And guys who know the system here. And we're seeing how difficult it is for Schroeder to adapt to the system. We're going to do that for Jimmy Butler? Really? After this guy says he's trying to find his joy? You're playing in South Beach, Miami. They're giving you $47 million. The hell you mean you need to find your joy? You need to find your joy. Are you kidding me? Jimmy Butler, you need to find your joy? Well, you had joy in Minnesota. You blew that. You're in Chicago. Blew that. You're in Philadelphia. Philadelphia actually chose Tobias Harris over you, and I see why. Not because Tobias Harris is a better player, because this is what you do, Jimmy. And now you're going to... Eric Spoelstra is considered one of the better coaches in the NBA. And he can't even get along with Spo. He can't get along with Coach Spo. And we want to trade one of our Hall of Famers, four-time champs, for Jimmy Butler?
Trying to maximize that Stephen Curry window.
Oh, my God.
Got to maximize it.
Scott texts from my mom. She texts me. She can't even stand Draymond Green. She's never liked him, and even she wouldn't trade Draymond for Jimmy Butler.
I just love Sam chiming in.
This is insane.
I just got a text from mom.
This is insane.
Shout out to mom. She's listening.
Her first name, please, Sam.
Jamie, she's a realtor.
Exactly, please. Big time Thank realtor. You. And I've met the lovely Jamie. She's very nice.
I do love the lovely Jamie.
She's very nice.
Mama Loveman. I love her.
Well, no, but not different Loveman. Last name.
Yeah, different last name. Sorry. Sorry, Mama.
What's the last name, Sam?
Rucky.
There we go. Jamie
Mama Rucky.
There we go.
Mama Rucky.
She ain't no rookie, I'll tell you that.
Uncle G coming in on the text line. Oh. This is how you know you it's serious. Comcast, by the way, shameless shout-outs coming up in a couple minutes.
Shout-out Jimmy Butler to if you want to.
We need to get a shout-out to Jimmy Butler.
For all those people that love Draymond Green.
And the green braids in his head.
For all those people that love Draymond Green, come shout him out. 888-957-9570.
Come on, man. Butler talk is nonsense. Time for some Niners talk. That's Uncle G.
The Niners. I'm a little. Stop. I was a little in shock.
Gene, I love you. The Niners are nonsense right now. They're cooked. Man. They have a meaningless game on Sunday. Talking about a team.
Did Steiny really talk about trading stuff?
Yeah, know? I was doing my grocery shopping and I was heading back at around like 11:30, and I heard him talk about the hypothetical of trading a Stephen Curry and what. And then you would receive. He actually made a comp that was interesting. It was when the Pistons traded Grant Hill for Ben Wallace. He was likening it to that. If you traded Steph now, the haul that you would receive would not be what a lot of Warriors fans think. So I actually think he was saying that you wouldn't trade him because the haul wouldn't be as much.
Right.
I think that's right. Now that I'm reliving it, right. They were having the conversation.
Okay.
But he was saying, yeah, Warriors fans, you're not getting what you think you're getting if you trade Stephen Curry.
Yeah, because I don't think so either because of the contract.
Correct. And the age and all of that.
And then you still got to hit on the picks. Yeah. You just don't do that.
No.
Like, I don't care if Steph started shooting 37% from the floor and 35% from three. I'd have a hard time as an organization personally trading away a guy like Stephen Curry and everything he's done for this community, this organization, who he is as a player. It's just like your favorite radio host, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather them die on a microphone than get told, hey, you got to walk out the door, you're fired.
Right.
You got to leave. No, I'd rather them be able to die. They should be allowed. Like, Kruk and Kipe, a lot of people are ready to move on from them. Kuka Kipe should retire whenever the hell they want to retire. Yes. I don't care how bad they get, how slower they get, how older they get. I don't give a damn.
Was anyone doing that to Vin Scully for all those years with the Dodgers?
No.
Please. Guy was 95 and still calling games at a high level.
No.
And Joe Davis was pushing to get Vin out of here. No. Stop.
No.
Joe Davis is doing a hell of a job, too.
He is doing a hell of a job.
I mean, no one replaces Vin Scully, but he's the tech. Like,
Jim Nantz, he decides when he walks away from the Masters.
And kudos to Scott Van Pelt saying, he's like, no one, I'm not going to the footsteps of a Jim Nantz. I could never do it on his level, nor would I want to have that job and take that on from him.
Draymond making $25 million a year in this NBA. It's not like he's getting paid $45.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, shameless shout-outs coming up in just a second. Let's get Will and Moran real quick before the shout-outs. Will and Moran, what's happening, Will? Happy New Year, Will.
Happy New Year.
So much, Vontae. Happy New Year, guys. Hope you guys had a good Christmas and a holiday season with the family. So when you take a list of pros and cons, Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, pretty identical outside. I mean, I know that Jimmy Butler's probably never slept a teammate, but oh well. I think that they're both pretty much the same player, though. I think that Draymond's a better facilitator. He can run the point better. Jimmy scores better. That's one of his things. Defensively, I think that they're pretty much a mirror image of one another, and I do agree with Vontae. I think that Draymond does run the system again. You don't have to teach him the Warrior way. You don't have to teach him a new thing because Jimmy comes in here, he's going to have to learn. He's going to have to learn. He's going to have to learn a whole new thing. There's a lot of passing. There's a whole thing. So I think you keep Draymond because at the end of the day, I would rather be in bed with the devil that I know than the devil that I don't know, meaning that neither of them are perfect. But I'd rather be with a flawed guy that we already know, we already respect, and he's already down to play ball, and he's already making changes. So, like, this is a completely different Draymond this year. So it's like I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I want to ride it out with him. He's done way better for this franchise. He's been a way better leader, role model for the youngsters this year. He talked about it, and he's walking it. So I want to keep him. Thanks, guys.
That's Willa Moran. Let's get to shameless shout-outs.
Let's do
continue
it.
The conversation
that's good.
On the other side with the Warriors here as they beat the Sixers wire to wire. But we are talking trades here, hypothetical trades. All right, shameless shout-outs. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's hit it.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I get to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
Well, you know you make me wanna kick my heels up.
Love it.
Go ahead, Spadone. You kick it off.
Shout out. So shout out whoever and whatever you want. You're the voiceover guy. Like, come on. Like, let's start lining them up. 888-957-9570. I want to hear all the people that are defending Draymond. Come defend him. Shout out Draymond Green. What is your favorite Draymond Green memory over the past 3 years? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your favorite Jimmy Butler? If you love Jimmy Butler, shout him out too. 888-957-9570. I'm going to shout out a guy that just turned 40 years old. One LeBron James tied Michael Jordan for the most 30-point games in NBA history yesterday as the Lakers beat the Portland Trail Blazers. They're trying to win one for Chauncey. They're not as bad as we all think they are. Right. They're not a great team, but you know, they're trying for Chauncey at least.
Yep.
LeBron James, 40 years old, and again, don't take these guys for granted. I don't care if Stephen Curry and the Warriors and LeBron James and the Lakers respectively aren't going to be championship teams, but when they're gone, Vontae, which is going to be sooner rather than later, the NBA's got big shoes to fill still. And they're waiting for someone to take over this mantle in the NBA. Adam Silver and everyone, they're waiting. Whether it's NBA, whether it's Anthony Edwards, whether it's John Morant, Victor Wembanyama, somebody needs to step up here this season to take over the reins. Because I don't, it's not Jason Tatum. It's not Jaylen Brown. Who's it going to be? They're hoping for Wemby. They're hoping, and this is a conversation, a bigger conversation for the NBA and ratings, and we're going to get into it with J.J. Redick and his comments made the other week, and what Charles Barkley had to clap back at him. It's a conversation that needs to be had, and it's going to be had, but I'm celebrating LeBron and Steph, what they were able to do respectively last night with their 30-point game. Steph surpassing Michael Jordan for the most 30-point games by a guard over the age of 35, and LeBron tying Michael Jordan all-time with the 30-point games.
Shameless shout-outs. I mean, not shameless story time.
Well, it's my shout-out. I mean, is there that many people that are lined up to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man.
It's my shout-out, Bonte, not yours, all right?
It's 510. Shout-out to my daughters.
Shout-out.
Yeah, no, you are filling in for Shasky more ways than one. Shout-out to my daughters, me and Kaya, for both making the traveling soccer team to San Ramon. Congratulations, Maya and Kaya. Good stuff right there. Good stuff. That's Israel. Israel and San Jose. Shameless shout-out. He wants a shout-out to San Jose Sharks, I believe. Not sure.
Sharkies.
All right, let's go to Ronnie in Oakland and then with the Georgia Los Altos. Ronnie, what's happening?
Hey, what's up,
man? I can't hear you.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, Ronnie.
Sorry about that.
Hit those brakes. There you go.
Hit those brakes. There it is. There it is. Georgia Los Altos. George, what's happening?
Georgie.
Hey, guys. I want to shout out to my daughter, Grace, who got into the college of her dreams, and a shout out to my daughter, Stella, who's a 7-handicap golfer.
Wow.
Going into her second year at Indiana University.
Wow. George, where'd your daughter get accepted?
She got accepted last year, and believe it or not, Vontae, even though she's a 7, she joined the rowing team and finished second in the Big Ten last year.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
But she's a little stud, man. She don't take after her daddy, I guarantee
you. Go Hoosiers.
Let's go.
Go Hoosiers, go baby. Let's baby. Go.
Got Trey
Let's
Jackson go. Davis, Hoosier.
Yeah, no doubt. Air Indiana. 405, Comcast Business Text Line. Shout out to Mountain Mike's Pizza for all the half-off pizza when the 49ers win. Can we get one more half-off pizza for this season? Maybe we will get that with the 49ers
Business
on Sunday.
Has not been booming then this season, unfortunately, for the half-off pizzas.
Mountain Mike's right next to Baby Chez's tiny gym where she goes to gym class on Fridays.
I used to have a Mountain Mike's near me at Palma High School down the street that they had the buffet, Bonte. And back then, the buffet was like $5.99.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that price anymore, probably. That was back in 2009, 2008. But that always hit, and I will always have love for Mountain Mike's. Quality pizza.
All right, so we have the poll.
Hi, I'm Joe Spadoni, and when I think of quality pizza, I think of Mountain Mike's.
Hey, remember the Michael Crabtree Mountain Mike commercials?
Yes.
They were great.
I do remember that.
They were
not
great.
Much like the my guy, Alex Dickerson, in the Cheesesteak Show.
Love it, and Risotto. Shout out time. Hey, Risotto, if you want to shout me out, go ahead. I'm not bad at that.
Shout out to Bonte Hill's question asking ability to Farhan Zaidi. And by the way, that had to have been someone from Mountain Mike's. Let's just leave it at that.
Might have been Mike himself from Mountain Mike's.
It might have been Mike himself coming down from the mountain. I want to shout out actually my New Year's resolution. me and Cam Williams, fellow producer here at 95.7 The Game, we're going to try to read 30 books this year. So it's an uphill battle. I don't know how far we're going to get.
Have you started one book yet?
No. It's January 3rd. I'm giving it a few days.
Hey, so I just go to the sports books. I am trying to do that as well. I'm trying to read 2 books a month. Very difficult with my schedule. So I will try to do 1 book a month.
God bless.
I'm also reading sports books. So yeah, you have to tell me which ones you're reading. And
well, I read Genius in Hawaii, the Bill Walsh book. Read Winning Time on the Lakers, Jeff Perlman.
Jeff Perlman's amazing, my journalism hero.
Dude, and USFL book that he wrote is unbelievable. Did you read that?
It's that one, he actually sent me the audiobook. I won a Twitter contest he did. And then he also has the Bo Jackson book. And next year he's releasing a Tupac biography, his first non-sports book.
Wow. So the next book that I'm diving into is Cam Inman's franchise. And then I have a Mike Florio book on my nightstand. So those 2 books are on deck for me. RJ, and then we'll get the Luttman on a shout-out. RJ in Fairfield, Happy New Year. The Kings have a new coach, RJ. The Kings are rolling right now. Light the beam, baby. Right. Light the beam.
Let's go, baby. 2-game winning streak, baby. LTB, we going to win. Our shout-out to the Kings for that 2-game winning streak. Hopefully we get one, another one today. And then, you know, Judgment Day is on Sunday, Fonte.
It's a legacy game on
Sunday. Better be ready on Monday.
It's a legacy game, RJ.
Hey, are you coming to Chase Center on Sunday night?
Hey, you give me a media pass. I'm there with you, dog.
I ain't getting you nothing, RJ. Happy New Year to you. Kick rocks at those Kings, RJ. What else you got? You got another shout-out, RJ?
He gone.
See your ass on Sunday,
what do you
RJ.
Got, Sam?
The battle of I-80, baby. Let's go.
The battle of
Kings Warriors. You know what time it is, Sacramento.
Time for your trip to the dental office, right? You know, I'm going to do something we don't usually do on Shameless Shouts, Ponte. You always say, shout out your dog. But I've never heard anyone actually shout their dog out on Shameless Shouts. So I'm going to shout out my dog, or my girlfriend and I's dog, Gloria, the lovable pit bull staffy mix. Just shout out to you, Gloria, for being such a great dog. I love you. I love cuddling and watching football with you. I was getting a little emotional there.
Aww.
Oh, I miss my dog so much. I can't wait to see her tonight. But yeah, so shout out to my dog, Gloria.
I'll shout out Pinky, another little dog that I love right now, a little chihuahua. She's an old girl. I think she's like 12 years old. She's a good dog. Love Pinky.
Cuddled last night. Pinky name. Shout out to my little cousin, Pac, going to play football in Vegas for 9U Northern California Island's Best Sports, future NFL O-lineman. Pac, shout you out, little cousin. Go out there and dominate in Las Vegas. Go dominate. 650, shout out to Moses. Mr. Stay Ready. 3 straight games, double-figure scoring. Starting to shoot the rock. Moses Moody, maybe coming around.
Parting the Red Sea.
Hey, there it is.
There you go.
That is this edition. Did I even give a shout-out? I didn't give a shout-out.
He shouted out Draymond Green for the last 45 minutes. So
no,
there you go.
I'm just trying to school you, educate you on basketball here.
We had the same shout-out to Steven Rizzotto. We have the same education. We have the same exact degrees from San Francisco State University. Same teachers.
I was dean's list, buddy.
Oh, he was dean's list. No, so
only for one semester.
Shameless shouts,
only
not shameless pats on the back.
What is my shout-out? You know what? Let's shout out my fiance and baby Chez for dealing with me during the holidays. Baby Chez woke up for a brief moment this morning, said bye bye, Papa. See you later. It warmed my heart.
That puts a smile on you.
It put a smile on my face, and I have no problem sleeping in the big bed anymore. I'm like, go ahead, sleep in.
Yeah.
You got the pillow right here. Because I know 4 years from now, she wants nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
She's going to want nothing to do with me.
I'm enjoying that time. Benny was, obviously stayed at my place in Oakland. A lot of fireworks, kind of freaked him out. A lot of fireworks in our neighborhood out in Oakland. And you know what? He came in the bed. He wanted to hang out. I was like, you know what? I'll enjoy this. Because you know what? Next year, he might not want to have anything to do with me. Kids are weird, Bonte.
Kids are weird.
I mean, once the teenager years hit start, they don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes my fiance has nothing to do with me either. But
well, that's...
That's, you know... Neither.
Let's get to that. That's an injury report right there.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Pods, man, we haven't seen that crazy hair flowing on the floor over the last 2 games. He missed last night's game against the Sixers, the second straight game that he's missed. Missed against the Cavs and the Philadelphia 76ers. He suffered an abdominal strain over the weekend against the Phoenix Suns. He's not able to get back on the court this week to practice, and it is unclear when Pods will return to action. Did we get a report from Dr. Nirav Pandya on Brandon Podziemski? Or you know what? We iced him out on the show, kind of like James Kincaid, Jimbo Kincaid. He's iced out. We're Team R.C. Davis.
Team R.C. and Team Dr. Brian Feely.
Dr. Brian Feely and Team R.C. Davis. We'll get to Brian Feely on what's going on with Pods and R.C. Davis whenever we went on Warriors Sound or anything Warriors related. James Kincaid, we have no idea who that is.
Kick rocks, Kincaid.
He's dead to us. We've iced him out. And that's the injury report brought to you by Boxing Girls, or Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. All right, what's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank? And it's Spadoni's fault, not mine.